Good morning. I'd like to call the special meeting to order. It is August 15th. Pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I would like to ask for public comment, if there is any.
And this is the only place on the agenda for it. And if you have it, please come to the microphone.
Can we ask questions now or just a comment?
Comment.
Comment.
Oh.
You'll wait.
All right, we'll move on, not hearing any public comment. We're gonna move into the Maple Harbor Sewer. And what we'll be talking about, Shelley has bullet-pointed certification, direct engineer, engineer's report, engineer's plans, the resolution, and notice to the Maple Harbor Area Sewer District. So what I'd like to start out with is, I guess, Aaron, if you'd like to start off, and I'm sure Bill will step in at some point with any comments that you may have, Bill.
Okay. Let me just break in right now ahead of time. First thing we had is the petition. And we've got Dorrance signed a petition, and it's not signed a petition, signed a certification that we got 13.12 acres in the overall special assessment district. 9.49 acres of the property owners have signed the petition. So we have a 72.33% wanting the special assessment district. That's what precipitated us moving forward. Now Aaron can talk about his plans and specs in the area.
Yeah, thank you. So we've moved forward with going through the design process for figuring out how to sewer Maple Harbor. You know, this process involved looking at a few different options. You know, initially the idea was that this would be a pressure sewer similar to Birch Lake. And as we went through, it became apparent that we could do this with gravity sewer, which is more of a typical municipal connection type thing. It's a lower cost to the homeowner because you can just, for these situations where everybody has a septic system already, we can basically reroute the pipe that would go into your septic tank into a gravity sewer, and you don't have any mechanical equipment in between your house and the connection to the sewer. We would then have gravity flow through the neighborhood there in Maple Harbor to a common centralized lift station, and that lift station would then pump all the sewage up into the Birch Lake pressure sewer, which eventually makes its way back to the treatment plant. So when we went through this process, we looked at where to place sewers, how to redo all of this, where to place the lift station. We looked at the option for the extension down Cairn Highway. We initially were going to do some pressure sewer over there. We are able to serve everybody with gravity sewer, except for the house that connects directly on Williams Drive. They are a pressure sewer connection because they're past the point of the lift station. But other than that, everybody would be a gravity connection. And our map of the district boundary has been sent into the township. They've gone through and matched everybody's tax IDs to the properties and all that. And as Mr. Derman says, they've calculated all the areas and the percentages. It looks like everything is good to go forward on that end. We did have a budget prepared, and what we're looking at is, in addition to providing sewer service out there, the township had already planned to repave roads. So part of the project would involve implementing the road funding at the same time we do the sewer project. So we have that broken down. It's a $381,000 project estimate for construction. Of that, about 40 is the road surface. So that means that we anticipate about $340,000 in the sewer project. The engineering survey contract administration is about $60,000. The township has costs and bond costs that total up about $27,000, which brings the total estimate to about $430,000. We then put in a 5% contingency cost, which is another $20,000, which gets you right at about $450,000 for a total project. Divided amongst 41 property owners, that's about $11,000 per property. And so that's where we're at today. That does not, right, correct. So unless anybody has any other questions about the design.
Well, at this point, being that we have such a small crowd, is there any questions for our engineers?
Is there a, where's the proposed lift station at this point? Has that been decided on?
Yeah, there is dedicated right-of-way at the corner of Karen Highway and Williams. The hill comes up there. The hillside. We cut into that hill a little bit, make a little turnoff for the DPW trucks to get off the road.
Yes.
Yeah. And we put it right there.
Okay. Bill, do you have? I'm sorry.
Any more questions?
Question, do we know yet whether we'll have the pump to reach the gravity sewer from all the houses or not yet? Are we good that we're all gravity connected?
Yeah, everybody's gravity except for the house that is directly on Williams.
Well, there's no grinder pumps, but if you're on the water side and your house is below the sewer, you might need your own ejector pump.
Oh, correct. Yes,
to get
thank
up
you.
Into the system.
Does the ejector pump go? Does it go into your current septic tank, or where do you eject? Is that what you would run right into there?
Yeah, you could either drop it in your septic tank, or some people might have them already in their basements at their lowest level of their plumbing to push it up and out. But
you could actually connect in front of the septic or behind the septic, either way.
Either way,
correct.
Yeah.
Every how do you do the ones with holding tanks?
Aaron?
That would be the same as if we'd consider that just like your septic tank. You just cut the outlet pipe that is the plumbing out of your house and reroute it into the sewer.
How did you plan on billing us?
I believe, Shelley, you have some ideas for...
Yep, we do have some ideas on that, and we're currently working on our sewer ordinance because the ordinance really just encapsulated Birch Lake. But the sewer rate would be the same as Birch Lake, which would be around $52 a month.
Even if you're not here?
Yep. It's not based on water use. It's a flat rate fee because no one has any meters or public water so that we can demonstrate what's coming in. But if you're not here or not, we still have cost at the treatment plant and pipe cost and things like that that have to be ready so that when you are here, you know, that's it's
that
just
that hardly seems fair when you're only here 3 months out of the year.
But what do you do, get a button on the fourth one that you arrive to have start billing it? What if you arrive 6 months next year?
I mean, the equipment's in, you know, you've got infrastructure and stuff that we have to pay for, and so we can't turn it off and on when people are here. And if we did do that, then the rate would be that much higher because there's still those fixed costs. So if we say,
do you okay, have any idea, or you're just guessing, that it's going to be the same as Williams Road?
That's what we're planning on doing right now. That's not been voted on or established yet.
You say your treatment cost is only a small portion of that, really, for the actual treatment.
There's treatment cost, there's treatment debt,
right,
that you have to pay for. There's maintenance for the DPW crew to take care of the lines and the pump station. There's electric cost at the pump station. There's just normal infrastructure fees that are givens.
Basically, most of it, or all of it, I guess, Shelley, is due to what the DPW bills out. It's something we really don't have control of other than the maintenance side of the main trunk line, which we're responsible for. So that is one piece of it. The rest of it goes back to the DPW for their expenses.
Okay.
and it's fixed pricing, and we're, excuse me, we're dictated to by the DPW on that portion of it. Now, Aaron could talk about as far as the repairs and maintenance, but really the rest of it's pretty much fixed costs.
And reserve.
Yes, and reserve.
$15 is the usage fee out of that 52. So that would be the only variable that we'd be able to look at. And like I said, that usage fee is what pays for operation maintenance at the wastewater treatment plant. So, you know, it's not something that we can vary on at this point.
Okay, we have 47 property owners' tax numbers within the proposed special assessment district. There's going to be proposed per Aaron's and per the cost spread, 41 parcel owners are going to be billed because there's one parcel with no house on it. There is five parcels that have a house that's built across the lot lines. So there's two tax numbers on it for some reason. So that's how we get down to six minus five parcels, I should say. It's six minus 47 is we end up with 41 parcels. Every property owner is going to get a notice of the upcoming hearing for August 29th. It will be published in the paper also this Thursday and next Thursday about our August 29th meeting. So we expect, you know, that'll be a full meeting. Anytime after today, anybody can come into the township and review the plans. We're going to be here, full set of plans, so answer your questions. Even you could see that the pump where it's designated and so forth. And we'll also have the cost sheet, a breakdown of where the costs have been estimated at. And you can see the petitions, you can see anything else. Shelley's made a chart also of everybody that signed and not signed within the 47. So right now, with nothing further, I think all you need to do is follow the checklist there. We need a motion and a second to accept the petitions. That's where we start with. And which Dorrance is verified with the assessor. And those petitions will be part of the township record then.
Yes.
Dorrance, I have one more question. Aaron, on your cost estimate, engineering cost estimates used to always intrigue me a bit. You came up with these numbers based on your most current knowledge of per foot, per pump house. I mean, you came up with something that is current out there on the street pricing.
Yeah, we've used cost data from projects that were bid out within the last year for comparable products. And then we've also talked to, you know, contractors on some of the, you know, like the lift station and some of the more specialty items to get clarification.
Okay, thank you.
You know, one other question, I think we've talked about it before, but the whole project time-wise in its entirety, what do you foresee the time of the project to its finish, start to finish?
I would anticipate something along 6 to 8 weeks. So the goal would be bid it out in the winter, so that as soon as the frost laws come off, they're ready to go. And so, you know, early mid-April to early mid-June, you're wrapped up.
Okay. Does the board have any other questions? You know, recognizing the costs of where we started, I felt fairly comfortable that we've, you know, Aaron's done a good job of peeling it down and getting away from the pressure system, so I'm...
Absolutely.
I feel much better about this whole system being gravity for long term. You know, you're saying that, excuse me, repairs and maintenance should be a lot less long term. And once we get through the bond side of it, the bills will be reduced because that will end up, you know, having a large impact on it for the first years. So I guess at this point, I would entertain a motion.
I move to... accept the certification for the petitions.
Do we have support?
I'll second.
Mike? Okay, is there any further discussion? Questions?
Do we need roll call on any of this or all of it? No?
Dick, do you have anything?
No, I'm good.
Aaron?
Good.
Mike?
I'm fine.
Shelley?
Nope.
Okay, we'll call the question. All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We're going to need another motion. Proceed on with plans. Could I have a motion?
I so move.
And Dick?
Support.
Aaron? Any discussion?
And that motion is to direct the engineer to proceed with plans and the improvement and the costs?
Yes.
Yes. Dick, do you have anything?
No, I'm good.
Aaron? Mike?
No.
Shelley?
No.
Okay. I'll call the question. All in favor signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we need a motion on the township engineer's report that was received as far as costs and what have you, estimated costs.
I'll make that motion.
Mike? Any support?
I'll support.
Okay. Discussion. We've all had a chance to review the cost estimate.
The cost estimate, can I just?
Sure.
Verify. The total cost of the project at this point that we're looking at is $451,696.44.
Correct.
Okay.
No, that's good.
Yep.
Is there?
I just wanted to.
Is there any questions about how we came up or any other questions for Aaron at this point? Dick?
I'm good.
Aaron? Mike?
I'm good.
Shelley?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Then I'll call a question. All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And then, next motion. Motion was, is, or, the township clerk for, public.
Thank you.
Examination, I'm sorry. Do we have a motion on that, please?
You've had that one.
That's what that was.
Yes.
The motion, yeah, by Shemansky, second by Eisenhart. Ordering the plans and estimates to be filed with the clerk.
Well, then the last one is on the resolution.
I move to approve the resolution. It's resolution 2017-10.
Support.
Okay. Any discussion? Dick, any further questions?
Nope, I'm good.
Aaron?
I'm good.
Mike? Shelley?
Nope.
Okay, not hearing any further discussion. I'll call the question. All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. So for the resolution
opposed?
To bill, we don't need roll call?
Motion carries.
Good. Why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll back up.
It says upon roll call on the, in the resolution.
Yeah.
On the second page, you see.
So roll call for approval of the resolution. Halts?
Yes.
Eisenhart?
Yes.
Shemansky?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
And Boysberg, yes.
Motion carries.
That resolution simply schedules, it receives everything and says there's 47 parcels in it, and it gives the tax ID numbers. You are going to get a copy of all that, and it shows the map, and it schedules the meeting for August 29th at 6 p.m. right here.
You know, while we're at it, do we dare discuss the ongoing? We're going to have two more. Do we want to?
No, not now. See, I don't want to get the cart before the horse.
No, I'm just trying to clear some dates.
There will be two more meetings, John. It'll be the roll and the bonding part of it.
We would like to try to have these meetings before the fall so we can get the most participation from everyone in Maple Harbor so everybody's involved. So we're going to try to do it as quickly as possible before too late, just to give you folks all a heads up. I guess if there's no other questions by the board.
I do just have a comment.
Sure.
So the public hearings, I'll have plans, I'll have costs, everything in the office, and you can come and look at that stuff. And then it's at the public hearings that you come and you can ask questions of our attorney and of the engineer, anything that you see on there that you have questions for. That's where you're welcome to come in and ask them anything that you want on this project. So just to let you know, that stuff will be available. Please come in and take a look if you're interested. And these public hearings are going to address a group of different things. And that's what I'll have on the mailing. I'm going to send a mailing to everybody. And everything will be in the newspaper. So you can tell your neighbors, look at the newspaper. You're going to get a notice. There's a public hearing, 6 o'clock, August 29th. It's a Tuesday.
When will the information be available?
Should be available after today.
Shelley, you want to tell them our office hours if they want to come in and look at it between what, 9 and 3?
Yeah, office hours between 9 and 3.
I have one question about the engineer. You said that one house on Land Road is it? That's beyond where the pump station would be. There's a couple of houses next to it that are across Carrington Highway. How would they be able to be grabbed and fed? Or is that not part of the 40?
Not part of the discussion.
So was it at one point at the last meeting where they were proposing those properties?
They were never proposed that I know of.
Just the Garrow.
The Garrow property is.
Okay, the ones on the. They don't need pumps or they don't need a. They can go grab me.
Talking about these?
But the property that's on the corner can't because.
Yeah, we're running the gravity up Carrington Highway and then stubbing up Birch Lake Road just a little ways.
Okay.
So it's just that one parcel on Williams that faces.
It's down towards the power line.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
This isn't going down Williams Road. It's going down. Sewer's
going down Birch Road. Yeah, down Williams it'll all be pressure sewer.
Okay. Okay, I got you.
Okay, I will call the meeting to adjourn. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Appreciate your help, everyone. Okay.
Thanks for your support.